Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Protest rallies and marches organized by Hizb ut-Tahrir, Wilaya Bangladesh. O people, resist the plan to deploy our military to Gaza under Trump's proposed force and demand a clear stance from the candidates in the upcoming election. Hizb ut-Tahrir and Wilaya Bangladesh organized multiple protest rallies and marches today, Friday, January 16, 2026, after Jum'ah prayers at various mosque premises in Dhaka and Chittagong, against the plan to deploy the country's armed forces to Trump's proposed, quote, international stabilization force in Gaza to resist the despicable American plan and to demand from candidates and political parties in the upcoming elections to clear their stance on this issue. The people chanted various slogans, including, quote, Trump's force in Gaza, we do not accept it. Sending troops to Trump's force, people do not accept it. Leaders who are subservient to Trump, people don't want them. Rulers, servants of America, no more, no more. Rulers, bow down to America, no more, no more. America or Palestine, Palestine, Palestine. The world will be secure under the Khilafah. Palestine will be secure under the Khilafah. The speakers at the protest rally stated that despite repeated appeals from the people, the ruling authorities of Bangladesh did not deploy the armed forces to assist Muslims in stopping the genocide carried out by the Jewish entity, which operates with American backing. Whereas at America's behest, they are now planning to send troops to Trump's proposed, quote, international stabilization force. Effectively, an occupying force in Gaza formed to serve the interests of the Jewish entity at a time when American aggression, both in Venezuela and across the world, has turned the United States into an enemy of humanity. And when the people of Bangladesh are protesting against Donald Trump's arrogance, the public is rejecting with contempt this reckless decision of the interim government, becoming a partner in America's plan to expel Muslims from the blessed land of Palestine and entrench the usurper Jewish entity is a betrayal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا يَتَّخِذَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِن دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَمَن يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَلَيْسَ مِنَ اللَّهِ فِي شَيْءٍ. Let not believers take disbelievers as allies, i.e. supporters or protectors, rather than believers, and whoever of you does that has nothing, i.e. no association with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ali Imran 28. Protesting against this betrayal is an Islamic obligation upon Muslims. The people must demand that candidates and parties in the upcoming elections clearly state their position against Western colonial disbelieving powers. Moreover, political parties and politicians that take the America as allies must be rejected outright. The speakers, by addressing the sincere officers of our armed forces, said, it is your duty of Iman to liberate the blessed land of Palestine and to reject all military alliances with colonial disbelieving powers. Such alliances compel Muslims to fight under the leadership of disbelieving forces beneath the banner of kufr for the purpose of protecting a kufr entity, everything about which is haram. Fighting is not permitted for a Muslim except under Muslim leadership and beneath the banner of Islam. Imam Ahmad and An-Nasa'i narrate from Anas radiallahu anhu that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا تَسْتَضِيءُ بِنَارِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Do not take light from the fire of the polytheists. In order to keep your blood pure from these wars of disbelief, you must place yourselves under the leadership of the Khilafah, and in order to achieve this objective, you must hand over the authority to Hizb ut-Tahrir, the sincere political party working for the establishment of the Khilafah, Caliphate, upon the method of the Prophethood. The forthcoming Khilafah will empower you to repel American aggression, and then your war alone will be sufficient to protect the Muslims of Palestine and the oppressed humanity across the world. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيَقْتُلُونَ وَيُقْتَلُونَ. Indeed, Allah has purchased from the believers their lives and their properties in exchange for that they will have paradise. They fight in the cause of Allah so that they kill and are killed. At-Tawbah 111, Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Bangladesh.